Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to her.
In case some of you don't know, my name is Father David Abernathy, and I'm a priest in training to become Byzantine Rite, and Father Miron has been gracious to be of great help to me over this past month and a half. Today we are fortunate to celebrate a beautiful feast in the life of the Church, the feast of one who is greatly honored, more because of what he bore witness to, the coming of the Son of God, the Word made flesh. We celebrate the nativity of the forerunner, John. And one might even say we celebrate the birth of a voice in the desert. And we have to keep in mind, as Christian men and women, I think whenever we read the Gospel, that we are not reflecting upon past history. In fact, we have to guard against this. Zechariah, Elizabeth, John, all the people must stand before us as they stood before the people in Zechariah's own day. We can't allow Zechariah or John the Baptist or the angel Gabriel to become flat as the page the words are written upon. They must stand before us now in faith, and the birth of John must speak to our hearts directly now. His birth speaks to us. Zechariah, despite responding very much like Mary, when the Annunciation came to her, "How can this be?" received a rather stiff response, curt response from the angel Gabriel. He was made mute and made to remain in silence for the duration of Elizabeth's carrying of John until his birth. And when we think of this, we must not presume it was a punishment. I think it's best for us to see it as a healing balm, as difficult as that might be for us. Silence is needed to listen and to heed what God is saying, saying not to our reason, not to our intellects, but rather to our hearts. God is going to act, we are told this day. Birth of a voice in the desert of this world will turn now and speak to each and every one of us gathered for this liturgy. We are preparing ourselves for the coming of our Redeemer, as sure as the people in Jesus' day were waiting for him. We wait for him to come to us now as the Word made flesh and the gift of the Most Holy Eucharist. We live in an age so full of noise, so full of many voices, all telling us, "Come follow me. Spend your energy being attentive to these things, entertainment, sports, academics, everything within this world that would appeal to the human mind, heart, and imagination. All dull our capacity to hear the voice of God speak to us through the prophet, and who will speak to now all of us at this holy altar when we receive him. We often need, I think, what the angel gave to Zechariah. We need silence. Sometimes God imposes that upon us in our life. Perhaps it's through a long illness, which many people have known over these past years. Perhaps it's in a period of isolation in our life, where we lost a job or lost a loved one and find ourselves alone in the silence with ourselves. But it is this silence that allows us to hear God above the din of the world, of all the hopelessness, the hatred, the anger, the materialism, all that drowns out what is going on in our heart where God is seeking to speak to us. A Carthusian once wrote that silence is the language of the kingdom. It is where we allow God to speak a word to our hearts that is equal to himself. There was a Danish theologian and philosopher who lived in the 19th century. His name was Soren Kierkegaard. And he wrote something about this that has always stuck in my mind. And I think it's not only the perfect diagnosis, but the perfect treatment. He wrote, "If I were a physician, and if I were allowed to prescribe just one remedy for all the ills of the modern world, I would prescribe silence. For even if the word of God were proclaimed in the modern world, how could one hear it with so much noise? Therefore, create silence." Create silence. This is what brings the deepest healing in our soul. And I think it's also the beginning of any true evangelization throughout the world. We cannot bear witness to what we do not know, and we cannot speak of what we have never heard within our own hearts. And so we should ask God, we should beg Him, create silence for me. This should be our asceticism in our day, with all the noise, with all the voices. We should seek the silence of prayer. And there's even going to be a voice within our hearts that tells us, no, it's a waste of time. You need to be doing more. You need to be speaking out against all the things that you see in the world that are troublesome, that are terrifying, that are disturbing. But all that we do in the process is agitate our hearts. We agitate them so deeply that we become filled with anxiety and fear. Silence allows God to speak within our hearts a word of hope, a word of love, a word of joy. It is then that we can bear witness to Him in the world. Glory to Jesus Christ.